Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is August 8th, beginning the book of James, chapter 1. Let's get to it. The book of James is the first of the letters in the New Testament referred to as general epistles. The author is named James. He was one of the brothers of Jesus. James had not believed in the divinity of his older brother during Jesus' time of ministry, but he became a believer after the resurrection. This letter that James addresses to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, which is a way of referring to the church as the spiritual continuation of Israel as the people of God, no doubt also including Gentiles in the group. In any case, he seems to be delivering a collection of proverbs and other short sayings that address practical expressions of faith in daily life. So let's explore what James has to say to us today. Considering the relationship between James and his older brother Jesus, it is both astonishing and totally appropriate that he would identify himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ as he opens the letter. Though he could have pulled out some impressive credentials, the only relationship with Jesus that matters is to be a servant of his. Speaking of appropriate perspectives on life, the very first topic that James opens with is to consider it pure joy when you face various trials. Pure joy? Not even a hint to say that really he's just trying to find the silver lining behind the obvious dark storm cloud? And why not? Well, because, as he says, trials are actually good for us to become mature and complete. That's right. Somehow the worst of circumstances serves to test our faith. That's because it produces perseverance. If we didn't have to endure trials, how patient would we be, for example? If we didn't have to endure our faith being tested, how would we know how to answer someone who's needing to hear wisdom? So James reminds us that the only real way to grow is through trials. I don't suppose there are many parents who would disagree with the logic here. Most parents know that giving their child every little thing they want makes a child remain immature, spoiled, and with an unrealistic expectation in life. So it is best for the child if they are at least occasionally denied what they want. In fact, just a few verses later, James says that the fruit of persevering under trials is to receive the crown of life from the Lord. So hang in there, child of God. Tough times cannot keep you from your eternal reward. And then, as if to balance these hard sayings, James reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above. They are true blessings, not just toys and trinkets, and they are given from the loving heart of the Almighty. So, God sends us trials, and every good and perfect gift is from above. Both are true. James then mentions several common sins of the tongue. You'll get more to that later, but here they are without commentary. Four things. One, when tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. Good advice for the most cynical among us. Two, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. That requires extreme self-control. Three, do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. If you don't, you merely deceive yourself. And four, keep a tight rein on your tongue. Otherwise, your religion is worthless. And finally, I must mention from chapter 1 here this pithy sentence. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. If your religious practice is made up of reading your Bible and praying, but those readings and prayers do not result in putting a tight rein on your tongue, you deceive yourself. Your religion is worthless. Instead of just focusing on what to stay away from, James gives a brief practical list. Look after orphans in their distress. Look after widows in their distress. And keep yourself from being polluted by the world. Do these three things and your religion will be worth something. Praise the Lord for such practical wisdom to help us keep our balance. Amen.